Raphael Warnock, Save America Act About Big Bad Federal Government Purging Voters. By Pam Key on March 18, 2026. Wednesday on MS Now's All In, Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, said the Save America Act was about the big bad federal government purging voters. Warnock said, "I take Donald Trump at his word in this case, at least. He is a failed president. He was hired by the American people because he said he would lower their costs. Instead, he has doubled the health care premiums for some 22 million Americans. Because of his tariffs, which is a tax on everything. Groceries are up, everything you have to buy is up. He said that he would be the president of peace. He's attacked seven countries, more than any modern American president," he continued. "And now we're in an unpopular war, and as a result of that, gas prices are up. And the people can see it. They can see through his lies. He knows he's going to lose. He's behaving like a man who knows he's losing. And the sad thing is that there are those in Congress who are enabling this effort through the so-called SAVE Act, and not trying to save America. They're trying to save their power at the expense of the voices of American citizens. And I won't stand for it. I'll do everything I have to do. I'll stay up all night. I've got to go back to the Congress tonight. To save America from the SAVE Act, which we intend to do." Warnock added, "I want people to be clear who watching this is not a voter ID bill. You know, I think that you should have to demonstrate that you are who you say you are in a reasonable way before you vote. But this bill initially wasn't even about voter ID. This is about purging people from the rolls. This is about what you just laid out. The big bad federal government literally controlling the voter rolls of states. He's using voter ID and voter fraud, so-called fraud. And the evidence doesn't bear that out at all. He's using that as a pretext to play around with the midterm elections. He already knows he is going to lose." Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.